Ihr hört den Antenne 1 Star Podcast.
So, hello. Gary, it's a pleasure to have you here. Hope you're fine.
Yes, very well. Thank you.
The first question we always have is characterize yourself in three words. Not in four, not in two, in three words.
Skinny, Irish, loud.
So you have a new album with you, Wildness. 7 long years since Fallen Empires. What took you so long?
A lot of things. You know, I was working on a lot of other projects, did a lot of soundtracks for movies and TV and writing with a lot of other artists.
You stayed in California, didn't you?
I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and that's part of the reason why I moved there, was to work in movies. If music is my first love, which it is, movies is definitely my second love, and I've always wanted to be involved in some way, and my acting was never going to get me there, so I figured I could write some songs for movies, but I did.
Yeah, because they have already Brad Pitt.
They have Brad Pitt, and that's who I would be up against, of course, if I was, you know, because of the whole handsome thing. But I was always working on the Snowboard Tour record in the kind of the background and foreground at times. But the songs just took me a long, long time to write.
In fact, your 7th long play is called Wildness, and it's about wildness. Please, could you explain what kind of wildness?
Well, I think we're all pretty aware of the kind of wildness that the world is now. The craziness on the news every day. You just need to read the paper or watch the news to know how crazy everything is out there. So that's not really the wildness I'm talking about. The wildness I'm talking about is more to do with something that we've maybe, including myself, have forgotten a little bit. Just connecting with each other, connecting with nature, connecting with ourselves, putting our phones down for a little bit of time in the day. I'm not very good at it either. So it's more a plea to myself than anything.
So wildness and a piece of freedom.
Yes. Switching off from all the input.
Empress is dedicated to your goddaughters.
Yes.
Are they wild ones too?
Yeah, well, actually, they're very sensible. I have 6 god kids, and 2 of them, Betsy and Esme, are Jackknife Lee's daughters. He's our producer. He's been our producer for a long time. In fact, Esme's entire life, Jackknife has been a producer. She's now 15. So it's been a long time. I've known her since she was born. And both Betsy, who's 17, and Esme are just incredible girls. They're very musical. They're very switched on with the world. They care about what's happening in the world. They care about social issues, and they also are extremely talented. Betsy, the eldest, is a professional or semi-professional surfer, and she has been since she was 14. So they're extraordinary girls, and yeah, they kind of just inspired me to write something about seeing the world the way they did, because I'm from Northern Ireland. It was a very closed society when I was growing up. There was a civil war, and we didn't really look outside of Northern Ireland. All the news was about what was going on in Northern Ireland. We had enough news to not worry about the world. So I didn't really live in the world. I lived in Northern Ireland, and they've grown up very much in the world. And I sort of seeing myself through their eyes, like being their age and seeing the world the way it is and how maybe I would react. And because the way they conduct themselves is, you know, very powerful, beautiful.
And so they grew up in a complete other way than you, because it's another time.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you a family man?
Yes, I don't have any kids myself, but I have a niece that I love very much, and as I say, I have 6 god kids, my family are very close. We have a very, very large family, a very typical Irish family. There's lots of aunts and uncles and cousins and things. There's, when we get together for Christmas parties and family birthdays and weddings and stuff, it is, you know,
you need a town hall,
hundreds of us. Yeah.
Another song is Soon, a very beautiful and at the same moment a very sad song. Maybe you can tell me something about it.
Sure, yeah. Soon is about my dad. My dad is was diagnosed with dementia 3 years ago, but was presenting symptoms for longer than that. And it's really about... it's about him, and it's about more it's about myself and him and my dad, you know, growing up together, trying to reconnect with my father, the kind of the hero, the lion that he was, and sort of see him that way in kind of eternally. You know, that's the kind of way that he is in the song. He's not losing his memory. He is a man always, forever, heroic and strong. as he was when I was a kid.
So is it difficult to perform those songs?
We've only performed Soon once live, and that was in Belfast. So that's the nearest city to my hometown. And my mum and dad were there. And yeah, it was emotional. That's for sure.
You start touring these days, at least till winter 2019. I've seen it. How do you prepare for such a big touring? Are you jogging or anything? Don't know.
No, I mean, we've been away from tour for so long, 6 years since our last tour. So we're just really excited to be back. I don't think we're thinking about it being long at the moment. I think we're just excited that it's happening and that we're finally back on tour. I think there probably will be a point where, fatigue might kick in, but it's certainly long, long away from there yet,
Yeah, and you're touring all around the world. If I saw it right, you started out in Europe, then there's Australia, then a hell of a lot of United States,
yeah.
And then back to Europe.
And then back to the States and South America and Asia next year. So we around the world, and it's what we've missed.
Don't forget Germany again.
Well, we're coming to Germany many times this year and next year.
What do you think is the most needful song you ever written? The song you mostly wanted to write it.
I think the first song on this album, on the new album, Wildness, is a song called Life on Earth. And that song probably means, you've mentioned Soon, which obviously means a lot to me, but Life on Earth took so long to make. It took 5 years to write from start to finish. So I think that song, I desperately wanted to write that song. I desperately needed that song to come to life. And it took such a long time that there was moments when I thought it would never happen. And that it did, and that the album is out, and that we get to play that song live. It means more to me than I can possibly explain. But I needed that song in my life.
Such songs you give away to the audience, and the audience are doing things with the song you never mentioned to. Is it true? Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, the songs really only come to life whenever you play them in front of an audience, and they come into life and differently in every gig. So some songs are big sing-along songs, some songs are jumping up and down songs, some songs are waving your arms, some songs get nothing, some songs get everything. It can be different every night for different songs, or different in different countries where songs have maybe been on the radio and some haven't been, so it's that's the thing that we missed live, because the song, live is a perfect way to describe it, because the songs do come to life, and it's in a way that they just can't when you're in the studio.
And is there still a song you desperately want to write and haven't written yet?
Yes, but I won't know that until it happens, I don't really sit down and sort of try and write a song, a particular type of song. I'll just sit down and play my guitar and see what happens.
And you wait for them to come.
Yeah, they
come up to you.
They come to me sometimes.
You just played a couple of acoustic sets too, and a couple of festival gigs.
Yeah.
What do you like more?
Well, the acoustic sets are really fun because you're in small rooms and you can see everybody. And in between songs, I like to talk and chat with the audience and get to know people and try and make people laugh and do silly things. But when you're playing a festival and you've got a small amount of time, maybe an hour, you gotta hit the songs hard, and you can't really sort of chat to people. That's not really the time or the place. But you get to play to, in the two German shows that we did, Rock'em Park and Rock'em Ring. We played to 60,000 people, on both of those occasions. And you don't get to do that in an acoustic show. You don't get to play to that many people, and I'm sure a lot of people, because we've been away for such a long time, and there's a lot of young people in the audience that they might not have even ever seen us or heard us before, so we get to play to a new audience as well, and that's really exciting to hopefully win over some people as well.
So it's different energy.
Yeah, for sure. And plus you get nervous before a festival show. You feel the excitement. You're on stage before you settle. But with an acoustic show, it just feels very relaxed. So it's not the same type of, nothing really is the same, So it's two completely different experiences, which I love.
And on the other hand, I heard sometimes you are even DJing.
Yeah, I used to. For 15 years, I DJed.
What kind of music do you
dance
play?
Dance music, like electro, soul music, funk. Punk, hip-hop. I DJed in Ibiza, I DJed in Tokyo, New York, LA. I mean, I've DJed all over the world. It was Tom Simpson, who used to be in Snow Patrol. He was in Snow Patrol for 17 years. He was a DJ before he joined the band, and for since he was a teenager. So that was the world that he came from. He came from the dance music world. So he taught me about dance music, and I taught him about indie and rock music. And so I went and DJed with him, and he came and joined the band for us. We both got an education.
And so you're doing everything of about music, because... even wrote reviews about music.
Yeah, I used to write. I used to write for Q magazine and some other publications. Yeah.
Let's be honest. Are you a brutal?
No.
And a hard critic?
No, no. I couldn't be a full time rock journalist because you know I think you have to be honest about the things that you don't like, and I don't want to put that negativity out into the world. Yes, there's a lot of things that I don't like. Of course there is. Everybody in the world likes things and doesn't like things, but I don't want to talk about the things I don't like. I don't want to put that negativity out there. And as a journalist, you have to be honest. Well, the best journalists are honest. They're not brutal. But I just wrote about the albums that I liked. I got that opportunity because the magazine asked me to write for whatever album I wanted to write about. So I just picked ones I liked.
You ever tried out to write about your album?
No, I don't think I could do that.
It would be brutal.
Well, the things going on inside my head about the stuff that I, you know, making, you know, at the time in the studio, I'm very self-critical, so I would be my own worst critic, yeah, for sure.
Let's talk about fun imagination. If you could for example choose your own favorite support act, who should it be?
Well, there are some incredible...
Beside Nirvana, of course.
Beside Nirvana. Well, I mean, my immediate thing goes, well, I can't pick anybody that we should be supporting. You know, like, I can't pick anyone that we would be...
You can pick up whoever you want.
I can pick anybody?
Yeah,
of course.
Right,
but I'd feel bad about putting anybody below us that should be above us, but...
But beside you.
Let's say my favorite band that I would like to support... I think Stevie Wonder. If I could build a perfect festival, it would be Stevie Wonder would be the headline act. Bon Iver would be in there for sure. The National would be in there for sure. Neil Young. I know I'm picking a lot of bands. You told me to pick one, but and you know there would be another stage with a bunch of great DJs on it. You know, Carl Cox would be headlining up that because he's just the most incredible DJ I think I ever saw when I was growing up.
I would buy some tickets for that festival.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, really. It seems like. What was the first song you ever bought with your own money?
The first song I ever bought with my own money. I think it was probably Michael Jackson. It would be Michael Jackson, and it would probably be. I mean, I bought with my own money. It wouldn't have been Thriller because I would have been too young. I wouldn't. My own money.
No Christmas gift.
My own money. No Christmas gifts. It has to be my own money.
Yeah.
So like, it can't be pocket money saved up. No, because that comes from my parents. Okay, so the first album I bought with my own money. I would have been into rock music by the time, because I grew up listening to Madonna, Michael Jackson. Things like that, pop music. And then I moved on to rock music when I was a teenager. My own money from like when I had like a paper round would have been maybe Iron Maiden, Number of the Beast maybe.
Yeah, we all did this.
Iron Maiden album. Iron Maiden album for sure, or Anthrax or Metallica. It would be a heavy, heavy rock album for sure. Metallica, Iron Maiden, or Anthrax, one of those.
And back to your own music. Now the record's out and you're playing your concerts. And after that, have you plans after the tour? Coming, writing again or going back to Los Angeles or...
Yeah, I live in my hometown in Northern Ireland, but I go back and forward to LA sometimes to do some work. I'm working on a soundtrack right now for something. I also have a very, very strange solo album that I'm going to put out at some point. It's not going to be. It's just going to be a limited release, and it's very odd.
And the mixture of all this kind of stylists you just told me.
Yeah, there is actually quite a bit of electronic on it, electronica maybe they would call it, a new Snow Patrol album. I'm already working on that, so I don't want to leave it another 7 years.
That's what we wanted to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so we hope to see you soon, first on the stage and then again.
Excellent.
Songs. Thank you for being there.
Thank you very much for having me.
Der Star Podcast bei Antenne 1.